Enhance your CTE programs with AP and the college credit it offers. New AP Career Kickstart courses are now available for high schools to adopt for the 2026-2027 school year. Help your students kickstart their careers with AP Cybersecurity or AP Business with Personal Finance. Learn more at careerkickstart.org.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I am your host, Matt Tardio. LA had a little bit of an issue overnight. It kind of boils down to looting. They ended up going after lots of stores, Adidas, Apple. I mean, you name it, they went and took it, including everybody's favorite, Mary Jane. God forbid you have a single riot in LA where Mary Jane stores don't end up getting robbed. Now, the narrative is starting to flip. And as we wait on everybody to pour in here this morning, before we actually get to the main part of the program, I want to present to you guys with this sheriff out of California.
Absolutely appalled that we are at this point in society where people come out and think that this is okay. And then it makes it 100 times worse when you have politicians that are encouraging it, that are not calling it what it is, which is criminal activity. The lying to all of us, lying to the media, and purposely using the word peaceful, while maybe they should look at their phones or their TVs, because I have law enforcement officers that are being shot at, that are being injured, that are being hurt, vehicles being damaged, things being burned, and they're calling it peaceful. It is a disgusting display of partisan politics. I wish they would all just put their phones down, be quiet, and let law enforcement handle this how it should be handled, which is the complete enforcement of law and holding criminals accountable. It's rocks, bottles, tools, weapons being thrown at us. You watched multiple vehicles destroyed yesterday by bricks. There are people hauling bricks into the zone and then dropping them off and leaving them there for weapons. And then our deputies and our police officers they're being used against us. And we're being hit with bottles. We're being hit with glass bottles, with tools, with rocks, with bricks. This is not a peaceful protest. It isn't even a protest anymore. It is a violent riot. And if they are going to try and do harm, then it is the responsibility of law enforcement to win that confrontation. And all of them need to go to jail. We know that gunfire has been reported. I know that there is a report of an officer being shot already. I'm not sure of the circumstances, so I don't know if it was pertaining to what is going on or if it was involving something in the peripheral. I don't know. It's quite frankly, it's irrelevant. We are responsible for keeping people and property safe. And when people come and attack us, then we need to make sure that they're held accountable. They are trying to violently influence something by political action. That is what this is. That is what everything that the Constitution stands against. That is what law enforcement stands against. And that is what will facilitate the downfall of our civilized society. A civilized society has an adherence to the rule of law, and there is consequence for breaking that social compact. And when politicians encourage this behavior, which that's exactly what they are doing, is encouraging this behavior, encouraging people to come out and participate in these riots. And they lie to us and say that they're encouraging a peaceful protest. No, they're not. They know exactly what they're doing. This is far beyond peaceful protest. This is now a political action, and they are using violence and the threats of violence in order to get their way. And we absolutely must stomp this into the ground and stop it from happening. Chief of police from the largest police agency in the country said that they are being overwhelmed. Governor Newsom needs to put his phone down, go sit in his house behind the comfort of his TV screen and a couch and be quiet, because he is doing nothing but fueling this process. He needs to stay out of the way of law enforcement. He knows nothing about this. He knows absolutely nothing about the enforcement of law. He despises the enforcement of law, and he has encouraged this. He has enabled this lawless act that is going on right now. This has been years in the making that he has encouraged. So quite frankly, I don't care what he says. He says everything in a disingenuous manner for his own personal political gain, and we are suffering the consequences.
You know what's great about sheriffs is they're elected officials, so they can actually speak their minds because their constituents are the ones that want to keep them around. So when you have a governor that might be acting, I don't know, poorly and accusing law enforcement, well, whatever. Listen, you heard them. They're overwhelmed. They're having a lot of issues. And last night, the LADPD actually moved in and broke apart a bunch of those riots, and they did a really good job at doing it. We're going to go take a look at some of that here in just a minute, but what ended up happening was that those people, when they ended up getting broke up, they kind of broke off in their little smaller cells. You can almost look at it almost like an insurgency where, you know, you break them off and it becomes a big problem. Well, then they took those little smaller groups and they just went around. They started like terrorizing pretty much all of freaking LA. And that caused LAPD to have to respond and start going to all of these different locations. Additionally, LAPD actually switched up their tactics to, I think, I can't remember who it was the other day, but one of you guys had commented saying like, look, you can't arrest anybody, everybody. And I said, yes, you can. You simply cordon off the area, you don't allow them to leave, and then you funnel them out one by one, issuing citations or doing whatever it is you have to do. Well, it looks like they actually started doing that as well. So LAPD finally got their act together for the most part, but they are being absolutely overwhelmed, and people are not doing them any favors. And when I say people, I'm specifically talking about Miss Bass.
We need to stop the raids. This should not be happening in our city. It is not warranted. And the only thing it does is contribute to chaos. This was chaos that was started at Washington, D.C. On Thursday, the city was peaceful. On Friday, it was not because of the intervention of the federal government. We need to stop the raid.
The Thursday, the city was peaceful. My freaking butt. And she blames it on the intervention of the federal government as if they weren't conducting ICE raids the entire time, going around and like arresting illegals. No. It actually has to do with Antifa calling for people to show up and protest and everybody else wanting to jump on it. Federal agents have been inside of California doing their job for a very long period of time. So you don't get to sit back and complain and say that this is the fault of the Trump administration when they're literally doing the exact same thing that they've been doing for a very long time. The truth is you just run a crap city, and you, with your freaking rhetoric, the way you just spit it there, Mayor Bass is causing a lot of issues. She's also pushing out other things that are causing issues as well. This is something that she ended up putting out today. Know your rights. If officers ask you questions, you have the right to say, I choose to remain silent. Well, thanks for that huge piece of freaking advice. Two, you have the right to consult with an attorney before answering any questions or signing any documents. What is she just giving everybody the Miranda rights here? Three, if you have valid U.S. immigration documents, carry them with you. Never carry false documents or lie about your immigration status. Might be some of the better advice that she's given on that. Like, don't lie. Don't lie about your status. They're going to figure out. And then lastly, she says no law enforcement officer can enter your home without your permission unless that officer has a warrant signed by a judge. That's not necessarily true. An administrative warrant from the Department of Homeland Security does not give officers the right to enter your home against your will. That is actually true, with some minor exceptions. But either way, yeah, exigent circumstances, things like that exist to where officers can bust in your house. And this is where people end up getting in trouble, as they think, well, the mayor told me you can't do X, Y, and Z, and then law enforcement does it, and then these people end up resisting, and it makes the situation even worse. So Mayor Bass, I highly suggest maybe you consult with an attorney before you start putting out information like that, because it wasn't entirely true. Tom Tuttle says all Trump is doing with troops, from what I've seen, is protect the federal building. Well, Tom Tuttle, I got news for you. National Guard troops have been spotted on the street down in Santa Ana, and I'm going to bring that video towards you here in just a quick sec. That's right, you heard it. National Guard, sounds like they actually hit the street. DOD Rapid Response also came out with their own statements on the matter for everything that was happening. He said, DOD says the president has every right to deport those who come into our country illegally. That's because it is illegal. The president has the right to authorize the National Guard, especially when the governor refuses to protect his people. So the government is now firing back at the LA officials who are trying to claim that they have absolutely no business being over in Los Angeles. And this feud going back and forth, most certainly, I think, is firing up the people over inside of LA, because they have their local officials that are telling them one thing while the federal government saying another. And the local officials are to the point where last night I showed it, there was some official that was like from a school district that was trying to tell the officers that they need to resist the federal agents. That is a horrible idea, and if stuff like that starts to go down, we're going to have a much bigger problem on our hands. Check this out, though.
After they arrest them. So once we're done with this live shot right here, we're going to go head over that way. You see, it appears to be California National Guard. Ooh, they're taking somebody down right now.
Right.
I don't know if they saw. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who those guys are or what they did, but you can see that appears to be Is that California National? If it says ERO,
it's not the National Guard.
ICE, that stands for Enforcement and Removal Operations.
Incog Faraday coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, they clearly did not like what the guy in the yellow was doing right there, because they ran right at him and they took him down. So we'll ask and we'll see if we can find out what that guy did. It looked like he was loitering near a vehicle. Oh, it looks like a firework just got thrown in. So that's more of what we're – yeah, you're seeing multiple fireworks coming into that frame there, Trace. And that's what we were just dealing with about 30 minutes ago while we were live on Hannity. We had fireworks being thrown in our direction, in LAPD's direction. So this crowd is definitely getting a little bit more feisty tonight, Trace. And you mentioned it right off the top. That's exactly what happens out here when the sun starts going down with these LA. I think these might actually be feds based off some of the patches I'm seeing. These look like DHS guys to me. HSI, police HSI. So that's Homeland Security Investigation. So those are feds. Those are not locals. And that's probably why you see them being a lot more aggressive. The feds have been a whole lot more aggressive. Think about what we saw on Saturday in Paramount. That was Border Patrol. That was HSI. That was ICE squaring off against those protesters. So the feds.
Officer Carter and Inspector Lee Iron Dog. I should know who that is, but I don't. I'm sorry. It's probably a funny reference that I should have gotten and I should be able to play off of it, but I can't. Now, I told you that they went around and they started like rounding people up, and that's exactly what we're about to see here. They actually went into a bunch of different areas where like the protests had been confined, so to speak, into a block. They were closing areas off, bringing them around. And then they ended up just putting officers on both sides on a line, keeping everybody basically trapped in between the buildings, and then letting everybody know that they were under arrest and going in and arresting them. Some members of the press ended up getting detained, but ultimately ended up getting released. One from CNN. This guy tries to pretend he's press, and it's going around on the internet trying to act like law enforcement's being a dick to the press, when all reality, they're not. Also, just because you're a member of the press doesn't give you a right to break the law, just to document other people breaking the law. But most of the time they end up getting a pass on it. Doesn't mean that you're going to, though. So being in the press, out on the streets, you are subject to arrest, if for those of you that didn't know, especially if you're posing as a member of the press. In case you didn't know, Hamas didn't learn this very well either. Wearing a black vest that says press or wearing a blue vest that says press doesn't necessarily mean you're a member of the press. Just because you've got a camera, that doesn't make you press. And even if it does, it still doesn't give you the right. And you can see this guy getting taken away right back over here. Now, it might seem like they're arresting those people, but as you're about to see from this reporter from CNN, that's not exactly what kind of happened when they ended up like encountering people that claimed to be press or were members of the press. Looks a lot similar to what you just saw there, only this guy actually tells the truth about what ends up happening.
Well, I'm outside the perimeter, Laura. Again, I think you heard John Miller explain it, and I think he explained it best. You know, as I was walking over to the officer, tried to explain who I was, identified who I was with. I turned. He said, "I'd like you to turn around." I turned around. I had my hands behind my back. They did not put me in zip ties, but they did grab both of my hands as I was escorted over to the side. They said, "You are being detained while we lead you out of this area. You are not allowed to be in this area." So they took me over to the side. They took down my name. They asked me where I was from. You know, they get your basic information. And I said, "Am I being arrested?" He said, "No, you're not being arrested. You're being detained." And so there's that. As press, you know, these are some of the things that you take a lot of risks as press. This is low on that sort of scale of risks. But it is something that I wasn't expecting, simply because we've been out here all day. I've covered any number of...
Dude, I don't know what you expected to be on the street and the cops show up and tell everybody that they're under arrest, but that's basically what you can expect. That is obviously CNN reporter that ended up getting balled up in that situation. Now, this video is also making its round. This guy ends up taking a straight up shot to the face with a less than lethal, looks like rubber munition. And I mean, that's first of all, those things are not easy to aim. So for this shot to actually like hit this dude square in the freaking head. I highly doubt they were aiming at it, but... Now, I know what you're thinking. This guy that just got, like, blasted in the forehead was doing nothing but staying there filming, right? And that's what people on the internet lead you to believe. But wouldn't you know it, I happened to do the research and was able to dig up the actual clip of what these guys were doing from that rooftop. And it wasn't exactly peaceful. What they were doing wasn't okay. Steve Walkie, member for 13 months? No, sir. Steven Walkie says, I've been a member for 30 flipping years, YouTube stop line. Steve Walkie, I can attest to that, sir. I remember reading your name off all the way back in the freaking day. All right, so let's take a look and see what these nut jobs were actually doing in order to get freaking blasted in the freaking face. Here's your rooftop. Here's people that are out and about, and here's what they were doing. Looks like they were actually, here you can see officers, it appears to be down the street down below them, and they were chucking fireworks at them is what's being reported. How you like them apples? Don't throw things at cops. That's what they're doing. They're all up there being anarchists. They ended up getting caught doing it. And there you go. This guy right here is the one that just got blasted right in the freaking dome. You guys see him right there in the center of the screen? He's right up here towards the edge. He's the one that ends up falling over. So that's what actually ended up happening, despite other people saying that the cops are just out there random willy-nilly shooting people. But that's not the only person that ended up getting a hit in the face that I was able to find. Check this out. Also turns out that you shouldn't go grabbing their firearms either, because that subjects you to getting punched in the face. Yep, imagine them apples. Don't grab somebody's 40 mic and they won't punch you in the face. So, ladies and gentlemen, these are some pretty take the streets yesterday as well over in and take part in these riots. I don't know if it's actually hurt, but that's what people are claiming.
Where's the battery? You're from the floor! You should step back!
Can you give a shout to cut? Can you give a shout to cutscene?
What?
Me, shout to cutscene, me.
What's up? Hey, ma'am, what's up?
You're doing a good job.
I'm not gonna lie, I had to watch that video a couple times to see if it was her. For those of you that don't know, side profiles are a lot easier to identify people by. And when you look at this side profile of her as she's like, you know, standing there, it kind of does look like her. I don't know if you guys think that's actually her, if you really care, I don't. But either way, it's being reported that this is Jody Sweetin that was out on the streets of LA taking part in all of these riots. So there's that. For some reason, that's a big deal. Now, the Marines from 2-7 are also making their way into town. Believe it or not, last night, 2-7 Marines got spotted on their way into LA. Here you can see them riding in the back of an LMTV, allegedly going over to assist in the riots.
This looks so like fucking World War II.
It's a show.
Seems like it's World War II. No, it doesn't. Seems like a really crappy ride in the back of an LMTV. That's what it seems like. I don't know what to tell you. Now, I did tell you that the National Guard did make it onto the streets of Santa Ana. That is true. They were out there. And I've got videos of that coming up here in a little bit. Haven't seen any signs of the Marines on the street yet, but it looks like National Guard did, in fact, hit the streets down inside Santa Ana. And I'll bring that to you here in just a little bit. Now, I told you last night things were going to turn violent once the sun ended up going down. Don't have an exact location on this, but here it appears like they are throwing objects at the law enforcement officers while screaming like hands up, don't shoot, and peaceful protest and all that other crap. So they're saying one thing, then you have the agitators in the crowd that are doing the next.
There they go, they're rushing into the
hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Wayne says, Matt, riots in Ballymena, Northern Ireland last night over immigration. Two teens charged with R-word locals have had enough. Wow. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. These protests and stuff, like here in the United States, it wouldn't surprise me if things like that start popping off over there. I know you got a lot of other issues over in your guys' neck of the woods, but over here in the United States of America, we have our own as well. And I don't know, man. It seems like a lot of the stuff that ends up happening over in the UK or over in the EU ends up spreading over to the United States. It's like the EU is a couple years ahead of the US when it comes to like liberal garbage, and then the US ends up picking up on it, despite the fact that we'd watch how it unfolds. So yeah, I mean, if it's going off over there, it's just going to keep going over here. It's like, I don't know. I always look at it for like a level of predictability when it goes down to stupidity. To be perfectly clear, those are explosive devices that are being thrown at law enforcement officers as they move in to go and start effecting arrests and to clear the streets out from people that are breaking the law. This was last night over inside of LA. We saw things look relatively peaceful throughout the day, and it was rumored that when the sun went down, everything was going to start going stupid. Well, it absolutely did, as you just saw there in that video. But the police weren't playing games leading up to it. As all of these protests and stuff like that started to uptick in the evening time, police started to move in and actually do their job and start arresting some of these people. And they were doing it pretty freaking violently. And I think for the first time, we actually saw LAPD rushing in to these different scenes and taking care of some of these people, such as what you're about to see in this video. Buddy, I see the comment down in the section already. I saw lots of looting in downtown LA on other channels that were streaming it live. Yeah, bud, they did a lot of looting last night over inside of LA, a buttload of looting. We're about to touch on that. But first, I'm going to let you guys listen to the DHS Secretary Noem. She's going to be going over kind of like future ops and how they view what's going on over in LA. This is slowly turning into a battle between like the federal government versus the states. And this is what ends up happening when you end up having states pass. Not that I'm against legalizing Mary Jane, because I'm not opposed to that. But when you have states that pass things that decriminalize things, that refuse to enforce certain laws, that's when you start opening up the door to all of this other garbage. That's why I was against it to begin with, because you can't just ignore a law and then pretend like you want to enforce another one. That opens up a really freaking slippery slope, and the federal government needs to start doing a better job about kind of like going in on that. That's why you have the suppressor laws and things like that are looking to get passed over inside Texas and ignoring other federal laws, because you've set the precedence. The states can ignore federal law and the federal government can basically kiss off.
You're talking about murderers and rapists here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking
absolutely.
About. Yeah.
Yeah, and, well, absolutely. I mean, that's people... Sean. Those are the people we're going after. I mean, those are our targets. Today, we had over 400 to 500 targets we were going after that are known members of gangs in LA that have been victimizing people for years. That Gavin Newsom has done absolutely nothing about. That Mayor Bass has done absolutely nothing about. Listen, I served with her in Congress before she was ever mayor, and she is a train wreck of a mayor now that is endorsing these kind of activities. Has allowed her city to be completely devastated associated with crime, and now she's holding press conferences talking about the fact that people have the right to peacefully protest and that they're a city of immigrants. Well, they're not a city of immigrants. They're a city of criminals because she has protected them for so many years. And so we're coming in and doing what the president has said that he's going to do, and he's going to allow people to live in a safe community again. And we're going to use the authority that he has as president of the United States to conduct these operations. And the more that people conduct violence against law enforcement officers, boy, we're going to hit them back, and we're going to hit them back harder than we ever have before. And we conducted more operations today than we did the day before. And tomorrow we're going to double those efforts again. The more that they protest and commit acts of violence against law enforcement officers, the harder ICE is going to kind of come after them, because these people are patriots. These ICE officers are people who are fighting for their country, and I'm so proud of them. They've acted with dignity. They've acted with grace under stressful situations. And when they've been disrespected, they've responded appropriately under the law to make sure that they were treating every single individual the same and making sure that due process was followed and that they were doing their jobs. So this is an unfortunate situation that we see violence and instigators out there, but the President Trump is really dedicated to bringing peace again.
There you go. The president isn't going to back down. And the more they fight, the more the federal government's going to push. So the federal government isn't going to go anywhere. They can sit there and they can protest all they want, but this isn't going to stop. Fox McCloud says, I can imagine that they're filling up biometrics data and intelligence collection while arresting these protesters. So really interesting. There is different software and things like that that actually exists within law enforcement to where if your name gets written down, if it gets taken, anything like that, that basically if it's in some sort of a report in any way, shape or form, but you can actually get on the system, search that individual name. Even if you weren't charged or arrested, they could see whether or not you were at a certain location, you know, like doing different things. And those, that technology already does exist. And believe it or not, facial recognition software has gotten so good. I know, dude, years ago when I was a cop, we actually had it to where your cell phone, you could literally pull out your cell phone. I could take a picture of somebody's face in this particular app, and it would pull up any sort of arrest record or anything like that that they have on it. And it would end up giving you a probability of match on these particular individuals, and you could sit there and you could line it up and you could start figuring out who they are. So all of that stuff actually is already out there in existence. But yeah, I have no doubt. I see you guys saying that there is some audio issues. If you guys are having audio issues, refresh the stream. That should take care of it. It looked like there was a buffering issue at one point. So sorry about that. David Hoffpower says Israeli playbook modified 1-10-22 for crowd control. I don't understand, David. I don't understand that comment. A modified 1022 for crowd control? Yeah, I mean, with rubber projectiles, maybe? Maybe that's what you're talking about. Now let's talk about all of the different things that ended up getting looted last night over in LA. We're going to start with a CVS because nothing says looting like, and I'm pissed off at immigration, like looting a CVS. Jack Ray coming in, giving out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you, sir. Now, one of the great questions that ended up getting asked from Sean F. is, wonder how long it takes before we see the Rittenhouse effect. I think that's actually coming here in the very near future if LA doesn't get this under control. People are going to start defending their own businesses. We saw it in the 90s with the Koreans, and I actually ended up seeing again that the Koreans might actually be coming out from the rooftops defending their property. For the love of God, I just hope that they get this under control before that happens, because the moment people start getting shot or the moment things start going south like that, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And then the federal government more than likely is going to intervene. Fox McCloud says, think we all know why they're doing that to a CVS. I don't understand why they're doing that to a CVS. You can explain to me how that, what that has to do with immigration enforcement. I have no idea. So yeah, there is CVS. Now let's talk about the Adidas store.
We're the security guard.
David comes back to clarify. He says Israelis know how to handle crowd control better than anyone. Google IDF modified 1022. It is interesting yet controversial piece of history. Okay, I'll give that a look. I will definitely have to do that. Not going to do it while I'm live, but I will definitely take a look at that. Now, that's the Adidas store. And the question is, why the hell do these people keep their businesses open knowing that all this is going on? Well, what ended up happening was you had those protests that were isolated to a particular area downtown in LA, and then the police ended up coming and started cracking down on it and pushing everybody out from that area. When they did that and they started pushing people out and these crowds dispersed, they just dispersed to other areas where they then went and just started looting and taking over several other locations. So now we have CVS and we have Adidas. Let's see what else is on the freaking mix for things to get freaking looted. Oh, how about an Apple store? I love that. You can see people just with like iPads glowing in their hand that they ripped off display that they're going to try to make out. Somebody had asked and said, like, aren't these things able to be tracked? Yes, absolutely. They are. They have all the serial numbers of these things. They're inventoried inside the Apple store. They actually scan the boxes as they come in, and then they have all of the IMEIs and all of that crap. So if it's missing from the store, they're just going to enter it in the database as missing or stolen. If it ends up coming online or it ends up popping up, all these idiots are just electronically tagging themselves for where they're going. Matt Borgeson says, I've been hearing these protests have sparked around many cities. If Trump continues to send National Guard and whatnot to no avail, is this a failure? Well, we're going to go over what's taking place in some of those cities. Cities like New York, they're not actually putting up with that. I have that prepared for you guys coming up. It's actually taking place also in Dallas and in Austin and several other locations where this crap is going down. And to be clear, the National Guard, with one report, I've only seen one report, allegedly, of National Guard on the street in California, and that was in Santa Ana. And then I ended up seeing that, I can't remember if it was the Sheriff's Department or the State Police, somebody ended up rolling into Santa Ana as well. That's over in, what is it, like the southeastern portion, like you go southeast to LA, Santa Ana area is down there. And so it looks like that was the only place, and it's, I don't even have confirmation. All I have is some pictures of Humvees that are parked on the street. You guys are going to see it in a minute. The National Guard hasn't gone in forever. It's really a failure on the local cities, like local municipalities, if they're not able to get this stuff under control. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Back to the looting overnight. It wouldn't be a night of looting without people breaking into weed stores. Almost made it. Yeah, stop resisting. How about stop busting into frickin' medicinal marijuana stores and stealing all of their stuff? How about just don't break the law? This is what it looked like when the cops showed up to actually like surround people and start taking them into custody. This is actually what caused those people to slowly start dispersing. Down. Here in this video, you can see where the cops literally surrounded the intersection and just kind of corralled everybody. So instead of going in and arresting them one at a time, they just corralled everybody up. And this tactic was used several times throughout the night over inside of LA to kind of like disperse the crowds, to arrest them, to get all the agitators and people like that off the street. And that's where we started seeing some of those people actually like the news reporters and people like that, that were getting detained. And getting detained is not the same as getting arrested, to be perfectly clear. But yeah, you guys can see the techniques like that are being employed here is another location where you can just see the cops 100% surrounding the entire area, all the way around the people. And they were able to get, you know, the situations relatively speaking under control. But the issue is that's what ended up causing these dispersions and having the cops or having these different crowds go all over the place.
Some of the demonstrators backed up in this corner over here that you see here, Laura. And some of the demonstrators at that point tried to leave. And the LAPD said no. That time has come and that time has gone. Not only are they not allowing the demonstrators to leave, they're not allowing press to leave either, Laura. We are all boxed in this area together. They are telling everyone here that they are going to be detained for failure to disperse. So this is the end to what has been a very long day, a very long night of back and forth with some of these officers, some of the demonstrators.
So there you go. They're just going around, rounding people up, corralling them like animals, and then filing them through. And for those of you that have been on this channel for a while, know that we cover the Israeli conflict, the Ukraine conflict, a lot of the big news that happens over here inside of the United States. It's very interesting what was spotted in this next video. I told you that a lot of these people end up being the same ones that we see agitating in several other like protests. It doesn't matter if it's a pro-Palestinian protest. It doesn't matter what the hell they're going over. We end up seeing the same agitators in every single incident. Well, check this video out and tell me if you don't recognize a particular piece of clothing that this man's wearing. Anybody recognize anything on that gentleman at all? Anybody? Anything at all? What do you notice about this man? Can you guys tell me in the comment section if you guessed, you know what? I'm going to give it 1 second here. I'm just going to blow that up bigger so that you guys can see it. There you go. There's a good look at it. Yeah, that's a Hamas armband. That's what you're seeing is a Hamas armband. That's what's on your screen. Fox McCloud, during the Phoenix prison riots, the first place they swarmed was the sick bay. Yeah, imagine that. No, yeah, the armband that he's wearing, the armband, the Hamas armband. That's correct, ladies and gentlemen. You nailed it. He's wearing a Hamas armband. Somebody really dumb. Did somebody actually comment that? What is he, a Ukrainian soldier? No, he's not a Ukrainian soldier, you nut job. He is a Hamas supporter. That's what that is, Hamas supporter. And if you can't recognize that armband and you can't tell the difference between that and Ukrainians, maybe you just shouldn't be commenting on it to begin with. Just a thought. And that's one of my big issues with America anyways. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, dude, we're so against the war in Iraq. We're so against the war in Afghanistan. We're so against what Israel's doing. And yet when I ask you very particular questions on these different subjects, you can't even name them, right? Like if I asked you what's the difference between Hamas and Hezbollah, a lot of you guys wouldn't be able to do that. If I asked you what's the difference between the PIJ and Hamas, you wouldn't be able to do that. What's the difference between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, right, in the Taliban? And a lot of you guys can't even do that, but you have all of these very good takes on the subject. It's like if you're not well read on it, maybe you shouldn't be commenting on it, just throwing it out there. Now, this is the same storm tactic that we saw used all throughout the night, and this is how it started early in the day, where the cops just go over, they rush through the intersection, break it all up, and then if people are within their perimeter, those are the ones that they're either subject to arrest or they are getting taken over. This is not martial law. All right. Oh, you need a martial law hoodie, Robin. I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe we'll get some martial law hoodies for everybody. I don't know. We'll see if I can make that happen. But yeah, this isn't even close to being martial law yet. This is just simply the city's taking care of, you know, the city problems. Federal troops operating underneath Title 10 orders, taking care of federal property. That's quite literally what's happened. Now, I told you that the National Guard did make their way into Santa Ana and that I have like a short little clip of that. And that's exactly what you're looking at here. Up over here in the top left of your screen, you can see what appears to be National Guard soldiers, and you can obviously see the up-armored Humvees that have parked and blocked off that intersection over inside Santa Ana. Now, this is the first reported case that I am aware of the National Guard actually locking down streets, and you can see it's on the corner of Broadway and 4th. I'm unaware of federal property around there, but maybe we should go look it up to see if they are still protecting federal property. Broadway and 4th in Santa Ana. That's where this actually ended up taking place. I'd be danged. I actually didn't notice that earlier when I was looking at this. Let me see if I can pull it up on the maps and see if we can get a good location of that. Because if the National Guard is down inside Santa Ana and they're actually locking down streets, then that's a completely different story from, you know, what we've actually been told. This would be, as far as I'm concerned, the first, you know, like reported case of all that stuff going down. So let's go over here and let's look at Santa Ana. And it was Broadway and 4th where all of that was going down. Let's see if we can identify those cross streets real quick. And I'm not looking. Let's see here. We've got McFadden, everything else, Warner Diner, McFadden first. And then we come across to look for Broadway. See if we can identify Broadway coming off here and any location. I don't see it. So maybe we can try this. Broadway and 1st Santa Ana. Maybe that'll pull it up. Can we identify? Let's try 1 Broadway Plaza. All right. There we go. Do we have Broadway Street over here? There's Broadway. There's 5th Street. And we keep working our way down. So Broadway and 1st, this is actually where they were located. That's where that video was taken. It was right there. Let me go ahead and kill that. Broadway and 1st, that's where that video actually came out. Let's go zoom in and look. Now, it looks like all that's around there is an apartment complex, and that's about it, a food place. I'm not seeing any federal buildings in this location whatsoever. Do you guys see any? I don't. So that would be the National Guard, first time recorded, actually locking things down away from federal property. Fed building is west of that. Interesting. Okay, well, let's see if we can find that sucker. Fed building, Fed. Let's see if I can't find that here on the map. Building in Santa Ana. Okay, well, there it is. There is a federal building in Santa Ana. It's right there. So there's your federal building, and Broadway and First was right here. So it is possible because they were just a couple blocks away. So Broadway and First, but still that's them actually locking down the street outside of it. So there's your federal building. That's right here in the center, and Broadway and First, it was right, Broadway and First right here is that intersection that they were locking down. It's the National Guard. Maybe they got lost. Maybe they were land nav no-goes. Have no idea. Silent Spring says, looks like an invasion to me. How long until Trump and Homan have enough of this? I think they already have. And they are, like I said, they're going to continue to lock this area down. Again, first time that I've seen it to where you actually have the National Guard move in. That's the National Guard, Broadway and First, over inside Santa Ana. It is in the general vicinity of a federal building. So that's good. We've actually been able to establish that. Here is more footage from the Santa Ana riots that were taking place. Like I said, it spread outside LA. Shout out to Cam Higby for that spot of the National Guard. So that looks like it's the intersection of First and Main. So now if we were to go back over to the map and we say, all right, we ended up having the National Guard over at First and Broad. I would assume Main Street is somewhere in this general vicinity and they'd want to block them off from keeping them from going in. So where the heck is Main Street? No idea. I'm not very familiar with Santa Ana at all. But it would appear that that's absolutely what they were doing. Let's see here. I'm just kind of curious on how far away that front line was. First and Main. Let's try that. There it is. Okay, so there's Main Street. There's Broadway. So, yeah, that's exactly what they were doing. They were setting a perimeter. There you've got Main and First right there. They were set right here. So just down and to the left of where that video was taken, right over here, is where that unlawful assembly was declared. It would definitely look like the National Guard was blocking that off to keep people from getting to the federal building that's right around the corner. So at least we have that established. Now we've got a little bit of ground game and have a little bit more knowledge on what the hell was going on over there. Anyone seen a trumpet guy lately? No, I haven't seen any of those people. I found my wife on this channel. That's insane. I love that for you guys, man. Colton Belcher, do you think Newsom will be arrested? I can only hope that Newsom will be arrested. I can only hope that the mayor, Bass, of Los Angeles is going to get arrested for inciting violence. They're lying to people. And like we saw, you have city officials that are stating, that are out there stating and trying to tell people to resist. And that school official last night that I ended up playing that video of, telling people, basically calling for law enforcement to resist federal agents as they're going in. We're going to take a look at some of the protests that went down in Dallas, Texas, and the law enforcement actions over there. I don't think you're going to have the same widespread problem in Dallas. I was talking to a buddy of mine that works down in Houston. They are worried about the protests, but they're saying they're not going to put up with any of this crap. So it sounds like for a fact that Houston isn't going to be dealing with this crap. I know for a fact it's not going to be like looked upon very favorably down in Austin where some of those protests sparked. And I showed you guys last night New York, and I also showed you Florida where law enforcement was very quick to quell that freaking uprising.
Down from any of these cases. In fact, Homeland Security Secretary tonight on Fox saying they're going to arrest and charge protesters who are assaulting officers. So this is happening in real time, and it is the clash also, Caitlin, of immigration and law and order, two of the main issues of President Trump, all coalescing in this moment as people protest the methods of this administration.
And I also want to show what's happening in Austin. This is what's happening in Dallas. We also have similar scenes that are playing out, protests that are underway in Austin right now. Elliot, when you look at what's happening in Dallas there, I want to go back to that image that we were just showing. Obviously, things seem to be heating up there as you're looking at this scene right now in Dallas where they are clashing with the officers. A lot of people are looking at this, and what I asked to Tom Homan was, is this going to be the new normal going forward in terms of more National Guard being deployed to other cities as well?
Well, and it all depends, quite frankly, Caitlin, on what happens with the legal challenges to this implementation of the National Guard. Now, look, there are circumstances where the president can federalize National Guard. Now, there are obviously...
So there's your look at Dallas and what's going down there. And somebody made the comment, and I think it's absolutely pertinent to the discussion, that these are the first days of those protests that are taking place inside Dallas, inside New York, inside Florida, inside all of these random locations. Portland, Oregon, I know that they went over and had some sort of a freaking riot going on there. They always do, so that's not a surprise. But the difference, minus Portland, is that these other locations that I just named are actually going after and smacking them down. Fox McCloud says he's in Houston. It's all quiet. Correct. It is. But again, those protests are also taking place over inside Austin, Texas. And so the Houston PD, Houston Sheriff, like, they're all kind of worried about it. This is Austin. Here's a look at Austin, Texas, and some of the protests that were going down over there. Oh, good. Oh, good. Green hair. Good. Oh, good. Kafias. Oh, yes. Look at this one right over here. That's a great one. Wearing your little freaking helmet with your glasses and your big face. Why does it look like this is some of the most exercise these people have gotten in a very long period of time? Matt Borgeson, I am not for violent protests in any way, but throughout this modern history, it seems a change geopolitically has had more impact from violence to peace. Well, what I have actually noticed is that we have false narratives that are spreading these peaceful protests all around. And when I say false narratives, I mean false narratives. We can look at like the BLM protest. Hey, just because you feel that way doesn't mean that that's actually what's taking place. More white people are actually shot by cops every single year than black people. You gotta ask yourself, why? Why is that when the majority of the violent crimes are being committed by the African-American community? It's because, my personal opinion, after being in law enforcement and speaking with law enforcement officers, they do not want to be the next person that ends up shooting a person of color and being accused of being a racist. They don't want to make national news because it's basically, one, an end to their career, two, followed by death threats and everything else. And so cops are very reluctant to pull the trigger when it goes down to shooting people of mixed race. Eduardo says, hey, Mexican here. I do want to apologize with all of you for the bad actions done by these bad Mexicans. That does not represent Mexican society. These people have to be under custody and processed. Eduardo, I totally agree with you. I don't think it represents the Mexican society as a whole. You have the same issue inside Mexico. You have like similar issues over inside of the UK, Germany, all over the freaking world, right? Where you have bad actors that are inside, and taking them and lumping them all into one and saying that these people are horrible doesn't mean it's like it, just because there's like certain factions. Like over here in the United States of America, we have neo-Nazis. For example, just because America has neo-Nazis doesn't mean we are a neo-Nazi country. And just like you're seeing up here on the screen, where you have, like, you know, either illegals or you have people that are supporting the illegal immigration and all that other crap that's going on, doesn't mean that that's a direct reflection of the population as a whole. And I would encourage people not to take it that way. Probably one of the most disgusting things I actually remember in my life, and the more I get older, the more I actually think about this, was following 9/11 and what actually went down after the September 11th attacks. We ended up seeing lots of people of Middle Eastern descent here in the United States of America, but also people that, like, I don't know, like Sikhs, for example, that were getting the crap kicked out of them on the street because Americans just aren't that cultured and they don't know the difference amongst other freaking cultures. And so they'll go out and they'll attack anybody that looks different. And I think, like, what we're going to see here in the near future, because, like, you know, and I'm, you look, I voted for Trump, right? I did. I don't agree with all of his policies. I've called him out on here numerous times. And it's like, I always get this up and down whenever I go off on a politician in one way or another. I can't, you know, I can't criticize anybody's policies apparently without people getting really offended. But what I'm worried about is these, like, extreme right side of the house, which is a very real thing. Like, the MAGA extremists is kind of like a very real thing. And they have this, like, diehard Trump policy to where it's like, if Trump does something, you can't question it. And I have never seen anything more ridiculous in my life. You should be questioning what every single person is doing. You should be questioning what every single politician is doing. I don't care if you voted for him or not. And if they do something that you don't like, you're allowed to speak out about it. You're allowed to say, I don't agree with this, without being shunned and bastardized by everybody else in the freaking world. It's part of the freaking issue. Let's go over to New York and see what they have to say about the different protests that are taking place there.
I understand that some New Yorkers may be angry, afraid, and ready to express that. New York City will always be a place to peacefully protest, but we will not allow violence and lawlessness. The escalation of protests in Los Angeles over the last couple of days is unacceptable and will not be tolerated if attempted in our city.
We have no tolerance for violence, none. We have no tolerance for property damage. We have no tolerance for people blocking entrances to buildings or blocking driveways or blocking cars from moving. And any attacks against law enforcement will be met with a swift and decisive response from the NYPD. We are responsible for public safety and maintaining order in this city, and we will never abdicate that responsibility.
I understand that some New Yorkers may be angry, afraid, and ready to express that. New York City will always be a place to peacefully protest.
My bad. Started playing again. Listen, look, New York's not going to put up with this crap. LA might be putting up with it. Dallas isn't putting up with it. Austin, I've already heard they're cracking down on a ton of this crap. At the end of the day, I think the American population is sick of, like, this false rage over false narratives, and they're finally starting to rise up and do something about it. I mean, it's just kind of like what's going on. It's just the way it goes. So it looks like, for the time being, the protests are kind of broken up. We're going to see what today ends up bringing. I end up dropping a video later on today that's going to have to do with the Middle East and Ukraine and what's going on over there, because some very big news has been coming out from the Middle East, and I don't want you guys to be distracted by everything that's taking place over here in the United States. So be on the lookout for that video today. Oh, by the way, for those of you that are concerned, Greta Thunberg ended up arriving over in France after she got her butt kicked out of Israel, and she was immediately placed in handcuffs. I got no idea what they're charging her with yet, but I got to look into that. Sean F., what's the common denomination in all of these groups? Leftism, and it's pushed in education institutions paid for by our taxes and slimy NGOs. You're not necessarily wrong, Sean, when you state that. You're not necessarily wrong whatsoever. We could look at, like, different countries and their funding of colleges and things like that. But yeah, a lot of these, like, violent mob protests that are taking place, where you see the rioting and you see the looting, just like we did, a lot of them have very left-leaning ideology. I am concerned, to be perfectly honest with you, after going in some of these, like, different MAGA spaces over on X and speaking on some of their panels, that we are going to start seeing the same thing coming out of, like, the far right. So you have the far left, and then you have the far right. And in my opinion, where most Americans lie, which is, like, right kind of in the middle, and they all believe certain things on the left and they all believe certain things on the right. But these people that are on those far extremists on either side are the ones that are constantly causing these dang issues, and it needs to stop. It really does. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this morning's episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'll be back tonight, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and be ready for a vid drop as well. Peace, love, happiness, and God.